This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies, with thousands of quality products at low prices every day so you save on every order. Visit fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. United Airlines has got a lot of animal lovers really ticked off right now. It's taking heat for a picture that was shared on Twitter of a dog in a kennel out in the rain on the tarmac at George Bush Airport in Houston a few weeks ago. That photo was put up by a woman on a plane nearby who says that airline employees were just ignoring the dog, and after 30 minutes, she decided to let the company know using social media. At the time, it was 41 degrees outside with a wind chill factor of 35 and raining. United acknowledged the tweet, blaming the pet carrier service first, then went on to say that the kennel was sitting under the plane's wing so it was protected from the rain and that employees were indeed keeping an eye on the dog. Also said red cones had been put around the kennel so the employees wouldn't forget to load the dog after the package was put on the plane. The airline has continued to try to calm down the whirlwind of comments online by saying it takes every step possible to ensure the safety and comfort of its four-legged passengers. And interestingly, or maybe disturbingly would be a better way to put it, nothing's been posted by the dog's guardian. So what about animals in the cabin? A study done by the airport shuttle service, Go Airport Express, found that 52% of people say they're okay with pets traveling in airplane cabins instead of being stowed like cargo. But 6 out of 10 thought it would be a good idea to keep them in a special area because of possible allergies. Several people in the survey said pet owners should demand better care for animals when they do travel as cargo. So animals are still considered property when it comes to the law, sadly enough. That's what makes it so tough when couples break up, because to many people, those pets, like us, they're like their kids, right? But not to a judge. The American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers says that 27% of the respondents in a recent survey had noticed an increase in the number of couples fighting over custody of a pet. Most of the time, the disputes involve a dog, but people have fought over all kinds of pets. Recently, agreements have started being signed between couples outlining how to handle pet custody just in case. But so far, none of these agreements have been tested to see if they're going to hold up in court. Now, most lawyers say anything that you care about, and that includes the pet, should be in the prenup. And one points out that possession is 9/10 of the law, so if you really want that pet, if you're leaving, take it with you. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies. Visit fosterandsmith.com for pet supplies selected by veterinarians with 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Drs. Foster and Smith, your trusted source for quality, affordable pet supplies. Veterinarian owned, with veterinary expertise behind every product. Drs. Foster and Smith has thousands of name brand pet products, including pet medications, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day so you save on every order, with free shipping on orders $49 or more. Fast service delivered right to your door. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there's gonna have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart. Caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
If you have a dog that pulls, like I do, come here, Max, and let me put on the Halti harness. The Halti harness will help your dog stop pulling by providing front body control. Check out the Halti range by the Company of Animals. It includes the Halti training lead, Halti head collar, Halti training harness, and the OptiFit head collar, which comes with a DVD training guide. To find a Halti range retailer near you, visit www.companyofanimals.us. It will change your life. Good boy, Max.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio celebrating our connection with our pets toll-free. 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to Dr. Debbie or dog father Joey Villani with your questions. We're going to take a quick break right now to talk to Dr. Roger Mugford. He's the top dog, first of all, over at Company of Animals. But most importantly, he has designed the brand new Halti collar, and I wanted to get him on to talk about it. Hi, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Hal. It's a good time to be talking over here.
Now, it's late in the evening over there, and where in the UK are you exactly?
Well, just west of London, near Heathrow, and I just come out of court in London, where I think we saved a little dog called Mason. Now, Mason's crime was he's registered as a pit bull, wasn't wearing a muzzle, and he got in a fight with another dog, and if he'd been wearing that Company of Animals stuff that I make, he'd have been okay and wouldn't have been in court. But anyway, I went there and made a good plea on his behalf, and I think Mason's going to live.
So often the pit bulls get a bad rap, and they really can be great animals if they're trained right and they have good owners, you know?
That's right. I mean, it was a well-meaning owner. The dog was himself a victim of an attack, and of course he bit back. And it's always the big dog's fault, and it was unfortunately a little dog that he bit, and the little dog came off worse. So that's true in life. It seems to be black dogs and big dogs get all the rap over here. My job is to, A, make the world safer for any dog and any owner to be out there. But I've got a particular sympathy with dogs that get labelled as being dangerous or aggressive. Are they really aggressive? Are they different than any other dog that's sitting by the fireside or, having a cool time on the beach? No, not really. They just need to have some different rules and some different social skills laid out before them.
I like you.
Yeah.
The Halti has been not only just a brand name, but a household name. When you talk about these kinds of harnesses, you say Halti because it's just that's what we call them now. And they've been around for a long time, but you have a brand new OptiFit head collar, which you've been working on and you've designed and it is now out. What's different about that?
The Halti launched 32 years ago. Created a whole new idea of dealing with dogs by leading from the head. And treating dogs like horses, which is something very dear to me because I'm a bit of a horse and a big animal trainer. But the trouble with the Halti is that it has the advantage of being an on-off muzzling action. It has a cinch action under the chin so that you can stop big dogs biting. But it touches the lips. So we redesigned the Halti OptiFit so that it sits back and behind the phlegms, the lips, and it's much more comfortable for the dog. And also the side members of the harness, it has to have some side bits to hold the nose bit in place. And they float. They're not rigidly attached. So it can mold to suit the shape of the dog's head. So it's going to be different for a Saluki than for instance, a Samoyed or a Boxer.
Well, they all have different kind of schnozzes. Like, well, I mean, you have the, what do you call those, bronchocephalic? The ones that look like they've been chasing parked cars. How can you put a muzzle over those and make it the same muzzle that fits on a dog with a big schnoz?
Well, as it happens, the Halti OptiFit does that because it sits so well back on the nose, on the muzzle. But to actually get a muzzle that works, say, on a Frenchie or some of the really seriously brachycephalic breeds is impossible. The only thing you do is put their sort of head in a basket, in a washing basket or something like that, which ain't very nice.
Am I correct in saying that in order to get a dog that's pulling, you need to direct their nose because they follow their nose, and if you direct their nose straight, they will go straight?
Exactly the same as with a horse, really. And actually, sumo wrestlers use the same technique if you watch those big dogs. I know, it's horrible, isn't it, really? But, you know, the best bit of equipment you need for teaching a dog or a puppy not to pull, you don't maybe need a head collar, you don't need a Halti, just need a longer lead. And what really strikes me on my many visits to America is that people buy leads at about 3 foot long, which is 70, 80 centimeters in New Talk over here. And that is way too short. And they should really go for a 7-8 foot long lead. And that means you can walk along and position Bonzo, Sushi, so that she gets rewards in terms of nice language, tone of voice, treats, and even a stroke when she's beside you or he's beside you. But she goes out in front and she doesn't get any of those things. So people make the mistake of allowing the dog to tug on a short lead. So always try to have the lead slack, and that means a longer lead rather than a shorter lead.
Wow. You know, one application that I use the halter collars quite a bit is actually for dogs that eat feces. And I find that that can be very helpful to control the movement of their head when you take them outside and you're walking them or in their backyard to avoid that pattern of behavior.
The Brits are so socially responsible that all the dog gets picked up here by people. The streets of London are now clean of dogs.
Well, the problem, the dogs are eating the cat poop.
Oh, yeah.
And the owners don't pick up the cat poop out here.
Yeah, it's a lot different here. Well, okay, so if you've never heard of the Halty, well, where have you been? You've been probably under a rock somewhere. But if you have a dog that pulls or you want to train, like we've been talking about
train here. Train your new puppy.
Check out the Halty OptiFit. It also comes with a training DVD.
And unfortunately, in that DVD, I make it look a bit too easy.
Oh,
But it is easy, I promise you, to train a dog to walk to heel with a Halty OptiFit. And I've got my gorgeous, it was a rescue dog. All my dogs are rescue dogs. And I really believe in that. And he was rejected and bounced in and out of rescue homes three times because he pulled like a crazy dog on the lead. And we reckon over here anyway, and probably in the States it's the same. You know, people adopt a small or a medium-sized dog because they think they won't have a problem with pulling. Oh. Big dogs get left behind. And, you know, that's one of my main focuses in life is to empty all those rescue kennels out of unwanted dogs and make them all wanted dogs. And that means easy to walk, easy to live with, and you know, and fun to be with.
Well, if you want to learn more about it, visit the website companyofanimals.us. And I'll tell you what, we have links to everything from Company of Animals over there. Halty is just one of the brands that Company of Animals has. And in fact, you'll learn to know that Company of Animals, probably you have some of the things that they make in your house already. Like Halty, you said that was 32 years that's been around. How many
32 years? The other thing I'm really proud of is that I give, you know, dangerous dogs a second chance, the muzzle. And we got something called a Halty Baskerville Ultra Muzzle. And this Ultra Muzzle allows treats to be given through the mesh. And it's completely safe. Biting dogs can't bite. And it means that you can train dogs, nasty dogs, to be nice dogs. And it's real easy. And one of the I'm trying to get people out of kicking dogs, giving electric shocks and shouting at dogs as much as they do. And so we've also invented this system of an aversive, which isn't too aversive and isn't certainly as aversive as an electric shock. So I'm just going to give you a little sound test here on an aversive signal. One of my dogs has run across the room to say, "Hello, Jason, you're on air on radio." He's, "The devil was that?" And it's an alerting, arousing stimulus that dogs find, you know, really cool. And it stops them doing what they're doing. Doesn't make them really scared, except a few.
It's just a sound, right?
And it's just a sound. Yeah. That actually, I've heard Cesar Millan on some of the few programs I've watched of his. I have to say, he copied me. It does it to stop dogs doing what they're doing, maybe, you know, walking off the sidewalk, walking too far ahead, or picking up something in the street. And it's a very effective stimulus. I'll try it again.
Wow.
And Jason's here again.
Thank you so much for spending time. You know, I wish we had more time, but I'm getting the you got to go to commercial signal right here. And so hopefully we can get together and do this again sometime.
I love talking to you.
It's the Halty Range. All the details over at the website. We put all kinds of information and links over there at animalradio.com.